Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live right now in the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're also brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. And right now, we're going to make our way back to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com from Exit Realty First. We're going to the Ray Snell Sports Line, and we're welcoming to the show Melissa Burgett from ORS. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. I hope you're well.
Oh, I am so well, and I hope things are going well in your world, too. I feel like I'm kind of late to the game because we're about halfway through the ORS Racing Series, but there's some big races coming up, and this has been kind of a big deal for orthopedic rehab specialists.
You are absolutely correct, and you know what? You're never too late for the game. We have 11 okay. races in the Jackson area, and you know, we're, like you said, we're just about halfway there, so there's plenty left to go. Really exciting stuff.
Well, Melissa, if you could, just, I guess, kind of give us a recap of what's happened so far this year. When was the first race?
The very first race of the year was in February. It was the Groundhog Gallop. We've kind of resurrected that race. It was ours a few years ago and kind of went away with COVID. And what a great way to just open up the year and get people excited about getting outdoors than to come and run when it was 6 degrees outside.
Yeah, that's
so
a little chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, our first race was in February, and it was awesome. We had almost 140 people there.
Okay.
So it was a really, really great turnout. And you know what? What's really cool about our series is that we have a race in almost every single month of the year. The only months that we don't are October and March.
Okay.
Everything else, there's something going on with our race series, so it's nice. Really, really cool.
That's very nice. Yeah. And there's a couple standouts on it too, like the Groundhog Gala, but also, I mean, the Rose Run just happened. That wasn't too long ago. And, there's, like I said, there's things that stand out that have been a part of this community for a long, long time, and people just expect it, like the Groundhog Gallop.
You're exactly right. And one of the really fun things, again, like you hit on that, is that most of our races are built around community events, community festivals and things like that. Like you said, like the Rose Run is kind of in that same week as the Rose Parade and the Rose Pageant. The Concord race is part of the Concord Days. The Hanover Firecracker, which is on the 4th of July, that morning, the parade happens after that. Then you have the Traffic Jammin', that's also in July. That's around the Traffic Jammin', or it's called the Traffic Jammin' 5K. It's around a really cool music festival that's in Grass Lake. So lots and lots of fun things around each one of these races. They tie in their communities very, very, very well.
And, I mean, the other one that really stands out, well, I guess they all do, because like you said, they're all part of community events. I mean, the Clark Lake Run stands out. Oktoberfest stands out. I mean, who doesn't want to run and enjoy a Bud Light as far as Oktoberfest goes? And you got the, well, I think, you know, one of the ones that really, probably on the list, maybe I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, it wouldn't be the first time, but probably the one that stands out the most has to be the Turkey Trot.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. And as soon as you said that, I was like, I did not say that, but thank you for correcting me. But yes, the Turkey Trot has been a long-standing staple in the Jackson area. Families that come home for that holiday sign up for that race every year and look forward to that race every year. I think last year there were 800 people signed up for that race. 800. So, yes, that definitely speaks very highly of that race, and that one's super fun. Very, very fun. Great environment.
Is that the biggest one on the series, is the Turkey Trot?
Well, the Clark Lake Run is also another really large one. And, you know, I've only been a part of this series for two years, so we're really looking forward to now post-COVID, or we can say we're kind of coming out of COVID, to get those numbers back up in all of those races. So definitely the Clark Lake Run and Turkey Trot tend to be the largest of those, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's talk about COVID, because we've had this conversation with a lot of coaches, and they've always told us how the seasons have been much different this year compared to previous years. So, I mean, what's it like that we're, I mean, COVID's always going to be a part of our life, but like you said, we're kind of post-COVID living with it, right? So, I mean, how have the races been like this year compared to the COVID years?
Well, you know what? There's been a lot. One of the things, as I can say, is there's a lot more excitement about coming out and participating in community events. Mm. People are looking for opportunities to just get outside and be a part of something that is bigger than themselves and, again, not locked inside. So the environment and the energy around all of the races has definitely shown to be of a positive light because of what we're talking about. Numbers are continuing to grow. And, you know, it's summer months. It's spring months. So they wax and wane kind of depending on what everybody has going on and other things that might be there. But I can tell you that the excitement around these races is definitely, definitely growing, which is really awesome to see.
And that's a good thing. Now, to be a part of the series, how many of the races do you have to partake in?
So let's talk about that. Good point. Okay. Is to qualify for series prizing at the end of the year, you have to participate in just over half. So we have 11 races. So if you participate in six of them, and that can be walking, that can be running, and it can be a combination of either, you qualify for series points and series prizing at the end. But all of our races have to have certain qualifications. You have to have a kid run. So you have to have an opportunity for children to participate. You have to have a walk, and that can be a competitive walk, or that can be a family-style type walk, gather your friends up and just go for a stroll. And then they also have to have a running portion. So building on health and wellness and opportunities for anybody across the lifespan and any fitness opportunities, so any fitness levels, ORS Race Series races have those towards them. Yeah. So that's kind of a long answer to the one that you had asked, but our series is just a grouping of races. They can be competitive, they cannot be competitive, but for the series, end of series prizing, you have to participate in six of the 11.
Yeah. Well, and that's important too, because this camp, especially, I'm looking at the one right now, the Clark Lake Run, that's a 12K or a 5K, and that can be intimidating for someone who doesn't run a whole lot, you know? That can be. So it's nice that you have the kid element to make it family friendly. It's nice that you have the walk element. So, you know, people who might not be getting out running every day or can't run every day can still take part in some of these great events. So, yeah, that's important, I think. Very important. So for those who are competing, you mentioned the end of the series prizes. What's up for grabs? What are some of the benefits to being a part of the RS series?
Wow. So that's an also really awesome question. We have partnered with JTV and Experience Jackson. Last year was the first year we did that. And then we really elevated those end of year prizes because we wanted people to get excited about coming out and participating. So there are very many different levels. The people that get age group winners, so age group winners get medals. And they're really cool Jackson style medals. And I'll send you a picture of those in case you want to look at those. But we try and feature an aspect of Jackson that makes Jackson special. So last year it was a picture of the Cascade Falls. And so the big medal, it looks like almost like a Boston Marathon medal that had a picture of the Cascades on it. And then it had our special ORS race series on our lanyards. We also gave out, if you participate in all of the races, you got a race participant or a race finisher special long sleeve race shirt that had all of the race logos on the back, and that was designated only for those that participated in all of the races. And then outside of that, our overall winners, we did a big grand prize at the end. But also outside of that, they got quarter zips, special quarter zips that were made just for them in their sizes with embroidery on the front that say 2022 ORS Race Series. It talked about the categories that they won, all embroidered in the year. It was super, super cool. Nice. Looked really, really high class. Then we did a drawing at the end, which was an overall value of $800. You got a staycation or a vacation in a Jackson hotel of your choice. There were all kinds of vouchers for food and entertainment within that, as well as a lot of giveaways from local businesses. So, and you also got a voucher to participate in all of the 2022 Race Series races for free.
Wow.
So that valued over $800.
All right.
So there was a lot there, and I was all over the place with all of it, but there are so many things that you can get and so many awesome things by participating. It's just really super fun and exciting.
Right. But don't feel like you have to participate in all. Don't feel like you have to participate in six. I mean, if you just want to go out and be a part of an event or two, I mean, all are welcome, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They are. And what's really cool is how many people that have done one of the races and said they had so much fun that they couldn't wait to sign up for the next one.
Okay. So let's talk about that. How do people sign up? Where do they go to get the information, and how do they get their name in on the roster?
Absolutely. So orsraceseries.com is a central location where we have our calendar. So it has our calendar events, gives information about each one of the races, and then a race or registration link all within the website. So you can learn more about each race, the distances provided, the times in which they start, any of the fun giveaways or the festivals or community events that are around them, as well as the registration links all there. So any information that you would need, you can find at orsraceseries.com.
Okay. Why is this important for ORS? Why? I mean, because ORS, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist, they've been in Jackson for a long time. They've helped so many people recover from athletic injuries or from surgeries or whatever, really just help people get back on their feet. And so, I mean, you guys have done a lot of great things in this community. But attaching your name to this and making this your thing, why is this so important to Orthopedic Rehab Specialists?
Honestly, Mark, for everything you just said, we want to be community members. We want to be part of the community, not just an entity that provides a service. And the service that we provide is very specialized because we want to get people back to living their best lives, being healthy and doing the things that they love. And by providing it and to be providing it as a sponsor for this type of event to engage people in health and wellness activities that also brings people together is so it's literally our mission. It's what we try and do inside the walls of ORS, but then why wouldn't we take it to the community itself?
And
is why we tie ourselves to that.
How many races have you been in?
Well, so honestly, Mark, I have to tell you, I have not mastered the ability of having a presence at the race and participating in the race.
That's hard to do. I knew that was going to be the answer, but I thought I would ask anyway, because I'm sure somebody out there was thinking it. So it's tough when you're organizing the event to actually be a part of it too. But I mean, do you have your eye on one? Do you want to get out there and try to be on one?
Well, I have my eye on all of them because they're just so much fun. And to be honest, we have one thing I do need to say here is that we have 9 individual race directors that plan each one of these events. I myself plan our Orthopedic Rehab Oktoberfest race, but then each race is actually, taken care of by another entity. And each one of those race directors works tirelessly to make sure that each one of these events is top notch. And we could not do this without their efforts. So I want to thank each one of them for those. But then, yes, in watching all of them, I want to do all of them, but we'll see. I still have to figure that out. Now, Mark, you know, my husband, Josh Burgett,
I
would have to say that Josh has had the opportunity to participate in all of them because he's gotten to be present to help me set up and things like that. So, I guess I'll just say I get to participate vicariously through him.
Well, that's the thing with married couples. If one's participating, then both are participating. That goes along with the rings, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Say it that way.
All right. Okay. So there it is. And again, if someone wants more information, wants to get signed up, wants to take a look at the schedule, it's orsraceseries.com. Or you can come on out. The next one that I'm looking at is the 4th of July, Hanover Horton area. They have a great festival around the 4th anyway. And they have this longstanding tradition with the Hanover Firecracker 5-mile run, which I believe goes from Horton to Hanover. They still do that?
Yes. Yeah. And he, Jeff, I don't know. I haven't talked to him specifically as to which way he's running it this year. Last year, he threw everyone for a loop and reversed the order the direction of the race, which I think everyone got the hill first. So they were a little mad at him, I think.
All right. So, that's the next big one that's coming up. And, of course, I mean, just a lot of great events happening in Jackson, and one of these races could be attached to them. Melissa Burgett joining us here. Melissa, thank you so much for the time today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. It was great talking to you.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.